Broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studio at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. This is Kyle Bruston Nortman, KBN, on ESPN Wisconsin. Here's Kyle Wallace, Ben Brust, and Brad Nortman.
It is a Weed Man Wednesday. I'm Kyle Bruston Nortman. I'm Ben Brust alongside Packer Backer. Rides and dies, no matter what the result is. He is with his teams till the very end. He is Kyle Wallace. And our Super Bowl 50 runner-up, longtime NFL punter Brad Nortman here with us. Strophy's running the show. You, KBN Nation, where I might get your name right or wrong, can always text in or call at 800-990-3776. Or watch us on YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee and at ESPN Madison. It is schedule release day. And no matter what happens, I still stand by. I will not be able to get over the fact that the Packers play week one at home and they have a golden opportunity to make a huge statement to the rest of the NFL, to themselves, and to us. And I very much look forward to that. But there is more to just one game. I understand that, but this is big to me. Brad, take us through the mind. Put us in the locker room. Are you talking to more than just the specialists when the schedule comes out?
Well, I'm a part of the scuttlebutt, if you will, of the conversations involving the schedule release. Because every player is doing the same thing that we're doing right now. Now, they might have gotten a chance to put it in their hands a little bit earlier. Usually.
Really?
J.J. Jansen, Graham Gano, and I, we would be hammering the PR guy. Like, dude, just give us a schedule. Come on, give us a schedule. Usually, we'd get it like the morning of. Here's what I would be looking for. And then I'm going to tell you what my teammates would be looking for. I'll start with me. I'll start with the punter. Brad Nortman, playing for the Carolina Panthers or Jacksonville Jaguars. And this is something that is also universal for the rest of the team. When's my bye week? It's a long season. And like when anything that's a long, enduring process, you look for how can I break this up into chunks.
Is 18 right? weeks really long?
Yeah.
Dude.
Kyle. I mean, I was a punter, so my grind wasn't the same. But these dudes grind.
July
and grind
to January is long, huh?
Yeah,
it's playing a physical sport where you're literally supposed to beat each other up.
It's like a mini car accident.
No, I mean I'm just saying you get a pretty long time off. Dude.
Well, ask any NFL.
Says the man who came from education.
Yeah. Well.
Right.
I worked 12 months a year.
We'll ask Brian Bulaga how his body felt week 10.
No, I mean, I get it. I get the physical grind. I get it. All right.
Stress and all that. So when's the bye week? When's the Thursday night week, right? Because you want those to be spaced out. As much as you don't like the short week of a Thursday night, you love the mini bye at the end of it. When's my bye week? When's my Thursday night? The other one is, when are the holiday games? Holiday games are fun. I'm not going to lie. I liked them. I liked playing on the holidays.
Did the rest of the team?
It depended which holiday. I think guys generally liked. I don't think anybody would like Christmas Day. So that was not a thing. We basically still let the NBA have that when I was playing. I don't think anyone would like Christmas Day. There's a bit of history. There's a bit of excitement on Thanksgiving. So to do that, for me, once was a lot of fun. But the national games and the holiday games, that were always a thrill. But now deep into the mind of Brad Nortman, when are my cold games? When am I going to have to go play in the cold? I know I'm going to have to play, for instance, the Chicago Bears. Am I going to have to play them in September or December? Big difference. And the biggest thing was, for me, when am I playing Devin Hester?
Oh, wow.
When am I playing Darren Sproles?
Huh.
When am I playing Trindon Holiday and
Tyreek Hill?
Tyreek Hill.
Josh Cribbs.
All these great returners, guys. Huh?
Yeah, you're like, when am I going to play them? Is it going to be in a dome? Is it going to be in the wintertime? Is it going to be early? All those kind of things.
You prefer the winter?
No, I prefer early on. It's hard.
Really?
Because in the wintertime, it's harder to hit a good punt. You're more likely to have a bad punt, giving them more opportunity to take one back.
Maybe it gets slowed down by the conditions, but I guess you're thinking about
Yeah, the punt suffers much more greatly than their speed. If anything, they stay fast and everyone else gets cold. So like that would be my concern. I was always looking at matchups. And to move from that, and I would always look, if we're playing the Packers, which I did three times in my career, when am I playing the Green Bay Packers?
Cool.
It's always a fun game. Now, this goes like more than to the team. I would also be looking at those things, but you're looking for tough stretches. In any given schedule release, when you look at it, it's the same thing last year for the Green Bay Packers. You might have a stretch where you're like, oh, These are very manageable teams. Now, everyone in the NFL is good, but like for the instance of the Packers, they might have a stretch where they play the Panthers and the Cardinals and the Cleveland Browns all in one stretch, but they might have another stretch where it's like Baltimore, Philadelphia, and Detroit, all three in a row. Now, three games in a row that are tough like that, those will grind you. Those will be mental and physical gauntlets that you want to see. When are those? Are those early? Are those late? How are we going to be for it? This is a big one that people don't talk about. And you wonder, do players have sort of a mental Rolodex of, I can't wait till we play them? They absolutely do. Get back games. I remember it was always Seattle for the Carolina Panthers. The Legion of Boom, Russell Wilson. We played them like 6 times in 4 years. Usually they'd be bouncing us out of the playoffs.
Oh.
We played them next year. When we play in Seattle. This year for the Green Bay Packers, when we play in Philadelphia. Now, you know that one's already come out. But the Green Bay Packers, of course, they're circling week one. And the Detroit Lions, they are circling that Philadelphia
Eagles. Packers, for the record, Monday night, I believe, November 10th.
Yes. So that, so
at Lambeau Field.
So not only are the divisional games huge that you're looking for, you're looking for national TV, bye week, Thursday night, those kind of secret rivalries that have slowly proliferated through the team and through matchups. Philadelphia is one of them. They started and ended your season last year.
Yeah.
They're the Super Bowl champion. So you're looking at that Philadelphia game and you're saying, when are we going to get our chance at them, particularly when it's a home game? So, I mean, the players are just like us when we talk about, you know, who do they play when and what are the matchups going to be like?
I don't know if I like that, by the way.
The players are like us?
No, I don't like that the players are looking at, like, get-right games.
Oh, I do. I like that. I like that mentality, because I'm thinking when you're talking about this.
Because then you let off the gas and you give one of those up.
No.
Because you're already looking at it.
I mean, you just know it's human nature, Ben. Like, there are certain opponents.
I don't want my NFL players to have human nature. I want them to win every game. Over to the KBN Sports Desk, I believe this is, like, semi breaking-ish news?
I don't know if I'd go breaking-ish considering we'll have the full schedule in 4 hours, but I do have the Packers Week 2 matchup following the Lions. They will stay at home for Week 2.
Oh, wow. Nice little run here.
It's a short run because the Packers will be playing on Thursday Night Football Week 2 as they host a team that was the runner-up in the NFC last year, the Washington Commanders. Thursday Night Football, Week 2.
Oh, so the NFL's genius, man.
Real quick, though.
Jaden Daniels, Jordan Love on Thursday yeah, Week 2 after so a great slate of Week
and
1.
And usually Thursday night games.
But I just want to throw out, we only have, it's speculative, but apparently 10 games released for the Packers, and 4 of them in prime time, and that does not count the 325 game with Detroit in Week 1. So 5 of their 10 games so far that have been rumored or leaked are on national television.
Must see TV!
So here's what's
interesting.
NFL
views the Packers well.
Here's what's interesting. Those are among the two hardest games, and this is why we say, what are our tough stretches? What are the implications of them? So now we know Week 1 and Week 2, tough games. The percentage of 0-2 teams to make the playoffs, 9.5%. So this is like a, whoa, Green Bay Packers, Week 1, Week 2, 4 days later.
You say that, but what I know Packer fans will say is we've defied the odds.
Show has 3-6.
Aaron Rodgers, 3-6. You did your little graph of 3-6 teams to make the playoffs, and the Packers out to that, which
ended jumping
into Lake Michigan in the freezing cold.
Yeah.
It is worth mentioning because that is a statistic you will hear around any game heading into Week 2. For what was a good team in 2024, in 2025, they'll be like, they don't want to start 0-2. It hurts their chances of making the playoffs. Only 10% of the teams do that. And that's a big enough sample size that is worth noting when you're playing the Lions Week 1 and the NFC champion runner-ups in Week 2. I love the opportunity for the Green Bay Packers, but they can't. Get off to a slow start. They just they can't for their own psyche.
Well, ironically, Goody claimed going forward at the end of last season, sense of urgency. There's never be a sense of urgency when the season starts. There always is, but there's never be an extreme sense of urgency because, like I was saying, how players like to break up the season into chunks, usually 4 chunks, 4 quarters of the season. quarter one for the Green Bay Packers is going to be a gauntlet.
It seems like it. No cupcakes around here, and I'm excited for the Green Bay Packers to have it. Listen, for a team that needs to prove something, this is their opportunity. The first two games you play are against playoff teams that one team was a one seed. They got smacked by the Commanders. But you know what? They're still a good football team. The Commanders are an up-and-coming team just like you were a couple years ago. You got to be able to let people know and establish the pecking order of the NFC. You'll have an early opportunity to do that in the first two games of the season.
And here's why I love it. Is because both teams went further than you, and so it's not it's an opportunity for the team to be like, for each team we have reasons why we need to prove something. Obviously, the Lions with the history the last 2 years and them being 1-6 in the last seven against the franchise. With the Commanders, there is I want Jordan Love to show that he's the darling again. Him and C.J. Stroud were the darlings after 2023 at the end of the year. The darling of 2024 is Jaden Daniels.
It is. More film on him now.
Jeff Hafley, grind that film.
And I will say, when it comes to breaking narratives, right? Green Bay Packers, the narrative is, couldn't be good football teams. You got two opportunities right off the rip to be good football teams.
If they lose these first two games, I'm telling y'all this right now, this is big for the organization, big for the franchise, because it no longer becomes a narrative, it becomes a reality of who the team is.
It becomes an identity.
If you go 0-2 against two teams that are good football teams that people expect to be competing for something at the end of the year, everybody's going to think you're not real. They're going to think you're not up to it.
The amount of times that we say what, guys, on the show? Good, not great.
Yeah, I mean, that's what they'll be saying. But I like that the players are looking forward to these games. I like they're circling games on the schedule. I really like that. That's a good mentality from my perspective. As a guy who never played a little bit of college ball, cool, stood on the sidelines. But I like guys who are motivated by that. I like guys who are motivated by being able to get their lick back, because you need to have some extra motivation. I think the Green Bay Packers need to have that chip on their shoulder the entire season.
The Brewers won, and I'm not going to be an angry person tonight.
All right, we needed this.
We should 9-5 victory against the Guardians. Rhys Hoskins was an absolute dog.
He looked like
4-for-4, one home run, two runs, five ribbies.
Hey, just out of curiosity, Benny.
Sal Frelick went deep. I know what you wanted me to get there.
Salvatore
Brewer. More next.
This is Kyle Brustin Nortman, KBN.
You should be happy Pac-Man Jones has had this on his headphones, or he definitely would have pulled it up on you.
I think Pac-Man's lucky I didn't have this on my headphones.
Oh, are you right?
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Get ready for Hear Brad Out. Our guy Brad Nortman eloquently broke down the NFL schedule and what you should be looking for when it releases tonight as a Packer fan. But I know you love at 800-990-3776 chiming in on if you like this Hear Brad Out or if you don't like this Hear Brad Out. Kyle Brustin Nortman across ESPN Wisconsin. It's time now to send it to our punter, Brad Nortman, for Hear Brad Out.
They say punters are people, too.
Punters are worthy of breaking news.
No, really, that's what they say.
Raising awareness everywhere that punters are people, too.
Okay, let's go to it. Time to hear from the punter. Time to hear Brad out.
All right, guys.
Oh. On point.
So good. A segment that survived our dreaded meeting here, Brad out. Let's go.
Barely. That was a close vote. We had to do a recount.
It was very close, but KBN Nation is blessed to have more here, Brad out. And hear me out on this one. NFL schedule coming out today. It's exciting. One of the things you look at, when are the games being played? Who's broadcasting the games? Amazon, Fox, ESPN, of course. And one of the things I think about, who's the crew? Who's the crew that's calling the game, the play-by-play and the color analyst? My takeaway is there's so many crews I'm not interested in listening to. But you know what I would be interested in listening to?
Who is that?
Using AI to resurrect, sometimes literally, some voices of the past to call some games. Now, wouldn't you guys, because there are some, I love me some Greg Olson, right? And so every time I would do Greg. But there are some crews I'm like, I don't want to listen to you. I want the option, when I tune into a game on TV, to have it be, you dump all the information, the storylines, immediate digesting of the AI, and you have iconic, legendary names calling the game. I'm thinking Pat Summerall, Keith Jackson, Brent Musburger, Vern Lundquist, and of course, John
Madden. Wait, is Brent Musburger still alive?
Oh, some of these guys aren't dead. They're just retired.
They're just not calling games.
Okay. But some of these guys are dead. But John Madden would be the marquee primary AI voice to call a game. I mean, could you imagine? Could you imagine watching a game now and then he could give his commentary on Jordan Love? We might not have to imagine it when we hear the possibilities.
Jordan Love is a great quarterback. I love how he got this Packers off ready for week one against the Lions.
And I'll tell you what, it wouldn't even stop there. Every young kid wants to have John Madden say their name to do the commentary on these games. We're depriving the current players that you can't have a guy like John Madden just glow about the type of player you are on the field. Even I had that dream, but that dream might be able to be realized once again.
Brad Nortman is a gamer. He's a once-in-a-lifetime type of punter.
But an even better guy. Have you heard his latest here, Brad, out on KBNN?
Thanks, John. I'll tell you what. You could be amazed with what you could do with AI. And I'm thinking John Madden, AI broadcasting countless games across the NFL season. It would be easy. You dump it into the formula. You got John Madden's voice. He breaks down plays. He's talking about players. It is a win for everybody. Who doesn't want to hear more John Madden? I know.
Brad Nortman is a gamer.
Is that legal? Can we just use John Madden's voice like that?
The estate won't come for us, will they?
I did seek approval.
From the estate?
Not from the estate. I love it, but I don't know how, it's got to sound better than what Strofe does. John Madden doesn't sound as good as what I hope these big broadcasts could do.
Oh, I don't know. The Brad Nortman one was pretty good. I mean, he kind of pivots midway through.
Brad Nortman is a gamer. He's a once-in-a-lifetime type of punter.
But an even better guy. Have you heard his latest here, Brad, out on KBNN?
Mike chimes in on the Carbless Talking text line. He just says Bob Uecker.
Oh, no, too soon. Too soon.
No, that's him saying that he misses Uke and he would love to hear his voice.
You could do that. You put in all the Uke stories. You put in all the stats of everyone going into it. You honestly, everything is now like digitized with calling pitches and things like that. You could replicate it.
We got a creepy future coming because Brad Nortman, you're already leading the charge of trying to bring dead people back alive.
Well, they already
getting a lot of support behind this idea on the Carbless Talking text line 800-990-3776.
They already do this on movies, Kyle. Yet Princess Leia was brought back from the dead. Well, she was in a movie after she died.
Well, she died during the filming of that movie.
Yeah, but they had to do some other things. Like she didn't finish her lines.
I just think when Paul Walker said anything with Fast and Furious,
by far, Brad's best. Hear Brad out from Nick in the 608.
We got some
Chad Brad finally with 6 thumbs up.
These people like ethics. Where's the ethical?
Lasagna chimes in. I'm behind this here, Brad out. Here's what I will say. I love the nostalgic voices. One of the greatest things that I ever got to hear was a legendary voice of Marv Albert. Marv Albert, the voice of the NBA in the 90s, obviously. Jordan, baseline, jumper, yes! You know, like, he called the Elite Eight in the Sweet 16 in Anaheim when I was playing.
That's cool.
Swings over to Bruss. Bruss for 3! You know, like I have those forever of Marv Albert. These players, they should be able to get...
No. Listen, out with the old, in with the new. That's what it is. I mean, that's basically what it is. You gotta move on. Like, it's John Madden's a legend. He absolutely is a legend. Bob Uecker is an absolute legend. But now it's time for a new generation to have a new voice for people to become legends. We have to make space for new legends to come.
What if we make the real people an option, but you can kind of tune in for just a different flavor on
the
game?
What about the way that they have the Manning cast on ESPN2? You can have the old... broadcaster.
He's a hologram. He's a hologram, and he's talking about
creepy.
It.
Creepy. just
I love this idea. I'd be open to it.
Let him rest in peace. Let them all rest in peace. Let it go. No, I don't like this. Like, yeah, it's cool, but we have those memories. Like, this is unethical.
Great question from Mark in Algonquin. I don't think it's that unethical. Because I think if you told me that if I died, you guys were going to be using my voice, I'd be like, hell yeah, I'm living in Beyond the Dead.
Just like that.
Mark chimes in. Do you think that young players these days even know who John Madden is?
The video game.
Oh, that's sad.
They know.
They'll be like, yeah, Madden the video game.
They'll know him based off the video game. They probably have no idea he was a coach.
Who does the play-by-play for the Madden video game now? Because when I played, it was John Madden.
I could not tell you. I don't play video games anymore.
Ryan from Iguanago says, Chewy has thought of this idea. You're stealing property.
Oh,
When did Chewy think about it?
Oh, we're talking about stealing intellectual property. We're just stealing voices of legends.
When did Chewy think about this idea?
How am I supposed to know? Chewy, I mean, this is like the second time somebody stole something from Chewy. Was it you? It's the second idea you stole from Chewy. Or you stole an idea from Tausch before. That's what it was.
All of us former NFL players just must think alike. What can I say?
Their excuse is concussions. What's yours?
There are three play-by-play announcers on Madden NFL 25. Mike Tirico.
Oh, okay.
Kate Scott.
Oh, must be a sideline reporter.
And Brandon Gowden, who I do know.
I don't know who that is.
He is the voice of the Atlanta Braves.
Why is he on the football game?
Why couldn't you get a color guy that was like more marquee?
They used to have Collinsworth on it. That's right. Has Madden dipped?
What do you mean, has Madden dipped? Like, no, Madden's still king of all NFL.
Oh, okay, I'm just saying. I didn't.
I loved it in NCAA football when they had Herb Street, Corso, and I think it was Brad Nessler. So good. What a trio.
Nessler and another Fowler was in there. Yeah.
Josh from Heartland chimes in on the Carbless Talking text line from the Brad Nortman. Hear Brad out. Bringing back nostalgic NFL play-by-play voices to be AI'd into the broadcast. What's next? Have AI Abraham Lincoln or FDR as president?
Might as well.
I mean,
might as well.
Not a bad idea.
Y'all want AI for everything.
Have you heard the AI music that's come out?
I have.
That Johnny Cash song that sings Taylor Swift. It's unbelievable.
It is really good.
It's so good.
It's really good. They got good technology.
They do.
Why can't we take that? Free technology.
And we are going to take that to the broadcast
booth. Ron and the Key chimes in, 800-990-3776, the Carbless Talking text line. This is a great idea, Brad.
I love the excitement, Kebian Nation.
Bring back Scalzo via AI.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
No, look,
I should have known with
you can just listen to Sunday Karma with Alex Stroph, Kyle Wallace,
and
Craig Scalzo, and Craig Karmazin.
Sometimes Greg, sometimes Craig.
So it's the Stroph and Wallace show now on Sundays?
Most of Craig was here
sometimes
this week.
Sometimes Kyle.
Oh, I've been out one Sunday? I missed two Sundays in a row because I was on vacation.
Would you guys be okay with that if, like, Good Karma Brands came to us and said, you know what? Just in case something happened, we're going to download your voice.
No.
We're going to put your personality into a program, and we're going to let it react.
Y'all had to pay me.
You can live on.
There's a price.
You got to pay me. My family got to get money every year.
Mm. AJ chimes in. I want to hear Madden with the Edgerrin Cooper, boom, with the sack.
Ooh, now that would be good. And he's all these fun nicknames. Another person I thought of, like, again, he's still doing it, but at some point he won't. Like Chris Berman always doing highlights. Now that is something I would also love.
He can still do it.
I am just saying, like, the time will come when he can't.
I don't like this. I think we need to move on.
Trying to rush them out the door.
I mean, I love John Madden.
Once he's gone, he's gone.
No, it's not even that. It's just, you know, just make room for new folks, man. Like, you got to move on. You wouldn't have gotten John Madden if it wasn't for the fact that somebody else moved on before John Madden.
I guess so.
Yeah.
I just miss him.
I think this is an overall W for Hear Brad Out.
I haven't had a W in a long time.
I'll give you a W.
Thank you. I don't care
what Kyle thinks.
I'm disappointed. I thought, Brad, you had higher morals and ethics than this.
I think it'd be beautiful.
What's up, Barry? 99 will shine.
Kyle and Brad.
Whoa.
Wait, what?
Whoa.
Say it again.
You can't play?
Oh. That was a tease right there.
That sounded like Greg Scalzo, though.
That was a tease if I've ever heard one. Barry Sorrell on YouTube. 99 will shine.
Greg Scalzo here to replace Kyle and Brad.
Oh, that sounds just like him.
I don't know.
Are we sure this is Barry Sorrell's dad.
Yes.
Why? Yes, is he? Actually, in fact, I learned today.
Yeah.
I learned today that Jason Wilde asked Baron Sorrell about Barry commenting on the ESPN Milwaukee YouTube channel, 99 will shine every day. And Baron said, yeah, that's my dad.
Oh, wow.
That's a lot more positive than we get from one of the wide receiver's dads. Am I right?
Yeah, I guess I can. Now, he loved his son. 99 will shine. I like that, Barry. Any other commentary?
Yes. Any other commentary, Barry? We would welcome your feet. No, actually, that'd be open up a can of worms because then he could go all Christian Watson.
No, I would love it. I'm curious to know how confident you feel that your son can come in here and potentially have more than just 4.5 sacks.
Let's let him get on the field first.
I mean, he will shine.
Tune in to Behind the Bucks and the Bucks Plus Audio Network presented by Gallagher, your trusted insurance broker and HR benefits consultant. Behind the Bucks dives deep into Bucks and Six, a culture that was unknowingly created by former Buck star Brandon Jennings. Take a look inside the story and the origin of Bucks and Six and how it became a rallying cry and what it means to Bucks fans and Jennings alike. Behind the Bucks, you can find it at Behind the Bucks on the Bucks.com/plus or the Bucks app or wherever you get your podcast. Behind the Bucks is presented by Gallagher. 99 will shine. We shall see. I'm happy for Brad.
Thanks, Ben.
I feel like you're going to sleep a lot better tonight.
I will, actually.
Actually?
To John Madden's voice.
AI voices back in broadcast. I'm for it. More next on Kyle, Bruston, Ortman.
Urban Greg Scalzer to replace Kyle and Brad.
This is Kyle, Bruston, Ortman.
I put my card in, I pump. When it clicks, I pull it out, I put it away, and I move on to my own.
That's what she said. Thank you. Thanks so much, Ulti.
She pumps and moves on with her life.
Take it out, put it in, move on.
That's what she said.
Come on, Kyle. Keep up. That's Packers Hall of Famer. That was one of my better ones, and he's confused.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Brad, were you ever number 9?
No, that was Graham Gano, number 9. Hmm. For the Panthers, at least.
Lasagna chimed in that number 9 shined with Hear Brad Out. So I was trying to put that together.
You know, so it's interesting. My number, really quick. So we were at the draft in
Green Bay. Is it interesting?
Kind of. It's interesting to me. We were at the draft, right, in Green Bay, and it's known for all the different jerseys, right? And even for a while, Strofe said, oh, I don't see any Panther jerseys. I don't see any Jags jerseys. I was walking around, and I saw a Panthers number 8 jersey walking my way. So I said, could it be? Could it be someone's wearing a Norman jersey? And I turn around, J.C. Horn. Of course, their star
that makes sense.
Cornerback. I said, a little bit too much ahead of myself right there.
You know you didn't get too many checks for them jerseys.
So. Yeah, you got like $75. Meanwhile, somebody got $60,000.
Yeah,
was it Steve Smith?
Steve Smith, $60,000. Casual $60,000.
Speaking of Steve Smith, you were in the Carolina Panthers Super Bowl where Cam and Steve Smith were electric. Obviously, both very
electric during the Super Bowl.
Not during the Super Bowl, but getting to the Super Bowl. Getting to the Super Bowl. And with everything that's happened with the wide receiver room, I'd love to hear from Adam Schefter. As he was on Jen, Gabe, and Shuey this morning, he was the one that reported the meeting between the Packers and representatives of Jaden Reed and Drew Rosenhaus's new agent. And he put the report out, and now here's what he had to say about what's been said since the report is out.
I don't think they said, you're our top like, I think that they had the conversation. Chewy's agent just called it, hey, we love Chewy. He's our guy at the station. Oh, okay. Now Chewy's the top down. Now you are Chewy, okay? No disrespect to Gabe,
but you know
what I'm trying to say here, right? It's word salad. It doesn't mean anything. People are reading way too much into it.
People are reading way too much into Jaden Reed, according to Adam Schefter, having Drew Rosenhaus meet with the Green Bay Packers. We welcome in 100.5 ESPN Madison from that wonderful Brewers victory, 9-5. Reese Hoskins, 4-for-4, 5 ribbies, a home run, a good day for the crew getting back in the win column after a couple of scoreless outings there. Are people making way too much out of this, boys?
All that stutter, but listen, one thing I know about when people lie, trying to make stuff up and trying to backtrack, they do stutter. Can we hear that one more time? So I want y'all to just.
I don't think they said, you're our top. Like,
I think that that's stuttering. I'm telling you this right.
That's fumbling right there.
He's stumbling. It basically, he reported something. It got a little bit more backlash. People saying, "Yeah, Jaden Reed's a baby." I didn't call him a baby, so don't come at me. But I'm just saying is that clearly he's trying to backtrack from the initial report that came out that Jaden Reed's agent made that contact to the Green Bay Packers and talked to the organization to try to make sure there was clarification of what his role was going to be with this football team. And how I know that is to be true is because remember last week Jaden Reed tweeted out some stuff last week that would make me believe that Jaden Reed was definitely in his feelings and the agent did what he's supposed to do, support and stand up for his wide receiver in. Obviously, it got out, and Adam Schefter was the person to put it out. Now he's trying to backtrack. I love Schefter, but in this sense, he's backtracking.
I love Schefter,
but once I hear stuttering, listen, I said, stop where you at, you lying.
So uncharacteristic of Schefter to do like that, too. It makes me believe that, you know, when this all came out, I believe the reception of it was pretty poor. I think people said, Jaden Reed, like we said, stop your crying. Are you kidding me? Wide receiver number one. What have you done to prove you're number wide receiver number one? Good, but not great. I think when he hears that, seeing the public image of Jaden Reed start to deteriorate, they kind of put out there and say, let's go ahead and backtrack that story a little bit, which is totally a reasonable way to start to, you know, dilute the story.
But 2 hours ago, Rob Domofsky of ESPN covering the Packers, who joins us during football season, great contributor Kyle Brusson-Ortman, had tweeted out, at Rob Domofsky, Packers passing game coordinator Jason Vrabel said that Jaden Reed is up to 199 pounds from 185 when he got here as a rookie. Strophy's in the best shape of his life, baby. Every offseason, baby.
Oh, that's my favorite. Yes. Yes.
And has been one of the leaders in the wide receiver group this offseason. Vrabel pointed out that Reed has been helping Matthew Golden with every single play.
I'm sure he has been.
Well, this sounds like to me somebody that's realized quickly, maybe even over the last 48 hours, that if you want to get paid, if you want to stick around, you have to act a certain way, right? Because it leads me to think a little bit about my time in Carolina, and Ben was referencing it, where Steve Smith was the bona fide dog of the locker room. Not only the wide receiver room, the offense, the entire locker room. But then the Panthers go ahead and they draft Cam Newton. Now you see flashes of greatness early on, but what you would see if you watched practice, film room, games even, was that if Cam, obviously with the potential of greatness, but Steve, being a more brash and competitive dude who would not necessarily filter his thoughts, he would let Cam have it. If he didn't feel like he was getting the targets, felt like it was an incomplete pass, you could tell from his body language and his actual words that it was kind of taking the oxygen out of the room.
Wait a minute, he used to cuss out Cam?
Oh, yeah. Come on now, Steve Smith. Come on now.
Bro, I don't care if you 6'5 and I'm 5'9". I would chop that tree down.
And nobody... And nobody, particularly Cam, would go against that. So in a shocking move, one of the off seasons, the GM
sue your ass.
Let him go. And they went to Baltimore and he did already pretty well. But basically from there, Cam was able to ascend and they got guys like Jericho Cotchery, Jason Avant. How about those for old
Wow, good name. Guys name and dudes.
Those
guys,
wide receivers
who are more no like Steve Smith.
Supportive fostering guys for Calvin Benjamin and young guys like Devin Funchess, future Packer.
Oh yeah.
So,
future Packers.
Well,
yeah, I don't know how much we can say legitimacy.
He didn't make the roster.
Yeah, so
he didn't come to training camp because of COVID.
Oh, that's crazy.
Oh, that's right.
So his family was concerned about COVID, and he had signed with the Packers that offseason, so he never came to training camp and skipped the season. I don't think he's played since.
So long story short is that we think that this can be an isolated issue, a diva wide receiver, no big deal. Steve was the biggest person on the team and in the whole franchise at the time, and that still was too much to say he's taking away from the team, for at least in their opinion, and we need to get him out of there. I think that's what Jaden Reed is realizing now, knowing that he started acting like this, and he's not Steve Smith, not even close. So you start acting like this, it's a fast track on your way out of town, and if you're going to figure out a way to get paid, you got to be valuable to the team, and you can't let that negativity and that me-centric attitude proliferate to the rest of the team.
And the thing about Jaden Reed is, again, none of us know Jaden Reed personally, but everything we heard about Jaden Reed and, you know, Al Wahr was positive.
All good things.
Former teammates of Jaden Reed said Jaden Reed was an incredible guy, great guy. And so I'm not surprised that the reaction is, hey, I'm a little upset, but I'm going to get to work and I'm going to be a leader of this football team, a leader of this receiver room, and also going to help Matthew Golden be successful, because I think he purely understands that it's about me, but more importantly, is about we. And if Matthew Golden is up to speed, that means the Green Bay Packers are winning football games, and that means the Green Bay Packers winning football games, Jaden Reed is probably going to get paid.
Getting up to speed, you can do that very quickly at the 4-mile-plus road course at Road America. Check out Road America for all of your entertainment this summer. You can camp out on site all weekend long, and it is huge that you can enjoy free admission for kids 16 and under with a paying adult at the gate. Their concession stand, amazing. It makes you feel like you're at the state fair anytime you're at Elkhart Lake's beautiful, beautiful facility at Road America. Spring Vintage Weekend is next year, May 16th through the 18th. You come for the experience of Road America, and then you stay and you enjoy that race. Get your tickets at roadamerica.com, one of my favorite places in the entire world. You guys, even as race fans, when we go to do a broadcast at Road America, doesn't it just feel different and cool? Like,
you know, T-Pain like, gonna be there?
Yes, they have concert series around races. I'll get to that as well. Just go look at their schedule.
I'll put you in a mansion somewhere Wisconsin.
Road America.
I think I saw a clip of when that first was produced on social media from T-Pain. Wisconsin.
That's how they say it in Wisconsin, right? Wisconsin? That's what he said.
Kyle he Preston knew how to Nortman it. Across ESPN Wisconsin. Next.
Boo.
Nailed that.
This is Kyle Bruston Nortman.
Oh, wow. Is that
north?
Spread Eagle is way north. Way north.
Man, stop. You're doing the thing where you don't know what you're doing.
No, it is, though.
We don't know where up north is.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app. With Wildy and...
Can't wait to get home from the... Well, I can't wait for the bachelor party. But getting home, I have a goal. And my goal is to be in very good shape for the wedding on August 22nd. In order to do that, I'll be utilizing the Princeton Club. And you have many locations in Madison. The New Berlin location in the Milwaukee area. Make sure you check out the Princeton Club for a better tomorrow. They provide everything you need to have a successful fitness journey. Have that strong mind, that strong community, and that strong body, all by participating, by becoming a member at the club. Free childcare with the membership, open 24/7, clean health clubs. It's an amazing spot, and they provide something for everyone to make sure they can reach their goals. Check out the Princeton Club. Ben Bruss, Kyle Wallace, Brad Nortman, Strophy running the show. UKVN Nation at 800-990-3776. The Carbless Talk and Text Line. This is more. I'm seeing more leaks on the Packers schedule. Are you seeing these two, Strofe?
I have not refreshed my page that I'm using, so give me a moment.
I've seen one that's interesting.
I still have 10, so tell me what you're seeing. I will tell you whether or not it's confirmed.
I see where they're ending the season week 18.
That is confirmed.
On the road against the Minnesota Vikings.
Yeah, according to the leaks, so three of their final four games will be on the road.
Four of the last six.
What's also interesting is...
That's a stretch right there, Brad.
That is
four
a stretch.
Four of the last six.
Oh, but they'll get a home game on my birthday! Yeah!
Big birthday guy, Alex.
Yeah! Stroh.
Four
happy
of the
birthday
last six
it's
on the road. Is it
May
cold?
14th, and you're celebrating your birthday already?
My birthday's on December 7th, for context. That is the Sunday of week 14.
An interesting observation, too. So they finish the season at Minnesota, week 18. Minnesota at home, week 12. So they're going to be the Minnesota Vikings and J.J. McCarthy the back half of the year. I would have preferred early when he's trying to get his legs underneath him. Kevin O'Connell can coach up a quarterback. So they're going to get the better version of J.J. McCarthy than compared to week four, for instance, when they go play in Ireland.
I'm curious to know what these last four or six games are. Are we playing in domes? Are we playing in cold weather? Like
they are week 18 because they're at Minnesota.
Well, we know them.
They're playing at Chicago week 16. So that's the one on the 20th. That was the first game leaked. That is not a dome. Week 15, it looks as if they are going to Denver.
Ooh.
Why are you just saying that?
What was that?
That was what reaction. Was that?
Nothing.
What do you mean nothing?
What are you going to go? Are you going to go to the game or something?
I like the Packers.
Okay.
What's going on right now?
Having a stroke?
Yes, that's what I'm having is a stroke. I'm just having a stroke.
So the other thing that I am curious about is the home opponents that they play outside of the division are tough. You got the Eagles. You got the Commanders. You have the Ravens, I believe.
The Bengals,
who are a scary team.
All right. Strofe has bullied me into this. The reason why I said ooh is because my little cousin signed with the Broncos.
Oh, why did you say that?
And if he makes
proud of your cousin, man.
That's awesome.
I know, very proud, but he still has to make the team, but he signed with the Broncos, and I will probably go down to Denver.
Now, Kyle's cousin, hold on.
Free tickets.
Quick context. Kyle's cousin is a former Badger, now former Michigan State linebacker, Jordan Turner. Who he is referring to. Now, go ahead, Brad.
He makes the team. You go to Denver.
I'm
Kyle
Ware
is wearing what?
Ooh.
You are wearing what?
I'm wearing Packers stuff, but I am wearing a Jordan Turner shirt. If he makes the team, yes. I'm wearing a Jordan
I'll
Turner shirt,
that.
But I'm
it's Packers. It's pretty cool.
I love my Packers.
You
but
know,
literally,
you love your Packers more than your family?
No, I love my Packers. I would.
You
wear,
love your Packers more
you,
than
you
love
what's
family.
Crazy?
That is, if he makes the roster, that's my second favorite.
Kyle,
team.
I won't even hesitate. I love the Packers more than my family.
When I played at Lambeau,
true Packer backer.
When I played at Lambeau, third year in Carolina, we had about 200 people there.
Dang.
There was probably only 20. That wore Panther stuff.
Yeah, I mean, it's
that's
a bad
Packer
look.
Stuff. It's ridiculous.
I mean, but you had 200 people there, so I mean, you let anybody.
Yeah,
come
I mean,
in.
It was the nucleus of the family.
They no nucleus. That's beyond the, nucleus. That was just people. Oh, we
they
were
have friends
Brad.
And stuff like
yeah,
that.
Yeah,
yeah. I was stunned.
They were going to a Packer game.
I thought we were
that
wearing
Brad
Panther stuff
to watch some guy
me.
Punt every now and again.
Yeah. No, I
punted
no,
too
no.
many times.
No, when my friend Nick Ballore, when they came in when he played the Jets, I wore Green Bay Packer stuff. I was thanks for the tickets, but and the ride, but
wow,
go Pack, go.
So. This got me thinking. When Frank Kaminsky was on the Suns, I'm obviously happy that the Bucks won, but looking back, I think in the moment, because he was playing, that's one of my best friends who's standing up at my wedding. Like, I wanted
cool.
Frank Kaminsky to win the championship.
So you cheered against the Bucks. You cheered against Giannis.
I did.
It's ridiculous.
Well, I mean, when it comes to Frank Kaminsky, you said today, in a sales team meeting, Frank will do, quote, anything I tell him to do.
Oh, wow. Tell him to do.
Do you want to stand on that statement?
I ben stand Bruss by it.
Said, Frank Kaminsky will do anything I tell him to do.
That's pretty
How
strong
about that?
For, an, for you
and,
to speak
you,
on another
and you
grown
won't
man.
Even support him. He'll do anything you tell him and you won't even support him.
What do you mean support? I won't support him. I was rooting for him over the Bucks.
Oh, you were? I was talking to Strofe.
All right, let's try this. Hey, Frank. I need you to call 800-990-3776.
I was just texting.
Within the next hour. Thank you.
Oh, the ultimate test. Will Frank Kaminsky truly do anything that Ben Bruss tells him to do?
I mean, I hope Frank understands that Ben Bruss was trying to flex on him. Like, yes. He was trying to use him as a flex. He'll do anything I tell him to. Now, I can probably ask or reach out. He said he'll do anything I tell him to do. That's quite
and a this is going to be a nerve-wracking hour.
This truly was.
I hope he's not busy.
And Ben, for context, said this in a sales team meeting. Ben didn't say it in jest. He literally said, you know, because we're talking about made him believe and all the kind of stuff and, you know, getting everyone excited for it. And he literally said, Frank Kaminsky will do anything I tell him to do. I mean, he said it so matter-of-factly that I was the only one in the meeting that said, whoa. I mean, I mean, Frank's kind of a big deal, Ben.
I'm
going to
be
boy.
Looking at the phone line for the next hour, hoping that I see Francis Stanley Kaminsky III calling.
Francis is his name?
Francis Stanley.
Oh, wow.
That's an amazing name.
That is quite the name. The third, huh?
FSK Part 3, I believe, is his Twitter handle.
Oh, that makes sense now.
Oh. Will Frank Kaminsky call and take my orders? Because I didn't say please. I said I need you to do this. We're back in 2 minutes. Enjoy the Damn Sports Show and Jim, Matt, and Molly in Madison and Beaver Dam. See you in 2 minutes.